This is Conor Lennon from the United Nations. Volunteerism opens doors and impacts peace and development throughout local communities, as well as on a national and global level, according to the Chief of UN System Affairs and New York Office of UN Volunteers, UNV. Nao Aldrierich said in an interview with UN News ahead of International Volunteer Day. She knows her way around the UN system, having previously served with UN Women and the UN Development Programme UNDP in Iraq, Yemen and other hotspots, seeing firsthand the difference volunteering can make. Ms. Drierich began by telling Liz Scafidi what the UN Volunteers Programme is all about.
The UNV program is the UN organization that promotes volunteerism to support peace and development worldwide. UNV is one of the first common services of the UN system. Every year, about more than 6,500 UN volunteers, including about 1,000 UN youth volunteers, contribute to the effective delivery of the peace and development interventions of the United Nations system. Actually, this year, in November, we have reached a number of 8,000 UN volunteers who are serving worldwide the United Nations system.
You know, many people think that UN volunteers are mainly youth. Is that true?
Not at all, actually. The average age of UN volunteers is 35 years old. Oh. The total number of the youth volunteers yearly is about 1,000 out of 6,500 or 7,000. For instance, I can give you the figure for 2018. We had only 25% of the volunteers were under age of 29.
And do you need to speak languages to be a UN volunteer?
Oh, it's a great asset to have the UN languages. The more UN languages you have, the more possibilities of serving the UN system all over the world. So definitely English is a must. And then if you're going to be serving in Africa, in a Francophone Africa, then you need the French. If you're going to be in Latin America, then yes, Spanish. So yes, language is a great asset to have.
What kind of activities do UN volunteers do?
Oh, all kind of activities. We are partnering with more than 40 UN entities all over the world. And it's more than 100 profiles and fields that the UN volunteers are serving actually worldwide in both peace and in development.
And when you join to be a UN volunteer, do you request what area you would like to work in?
Definitely. When you put your profile in the system, you will put as well the area of your expertise. And then when you're selected, it is based on the area of expertise that you have.
How long have you been in this post?
In September, actually, that I have taken the position. I came in August, but then I took some time. And yeah, so effectively, I would say in September.
And before that?
Before that, I was also with United Nations volunteer, but in Bonn. I was heading the human resources section. I was there for 4 years. And before that, I was with UN Women. And before UN Women, I was with United Nations Development Program, with UNDP.
So yeah. You were never actually a UN volunteer yourself?
No, I have not served as UN volunteers, but I have seen the UN volunteers in action in the field all over. When I was in Liberia, when I was in Iraq, when I was in Yemen, it is actually the UN volunteers who are doing a lot of contribution, a lot of the work of the UN system. So I have seen it firsthand, definitely.
What is International Volunteer Day?
Oh, yes, the International Volunteer Day, 5th of December. It is the International Observance Day. It was mandated by the General Assembly in 1985. It offers an opportunity for volunteers and volunteer-involving organizations to promote volunteerism, to share the values of volunteerism and the contribution that they make to their communities. It is a day to celebrate the power and potential of volunteerism. And also, we coordinate and we promote the IVDA year, building on the impacts that the volunteers make in their communities nationally and globally for peace and development. The focus of IVD this year is not only to celebrate volunteerism in all its facets, but also to highlight the role that volunteer and volunteerism play to strengthen solidarity and inclusion.
This year's theme is Volunteer for an Inclusive Future.
Yes.
How relevant is inclusiveness in the work of UN volunteers regarding the Sustainable Development Goals?
Volunteering provides opportunity for people particularly those often excluded, to concretely impact their own lives and play a constructive role in their communities by volunteering their time and skills. Through volunteerism, communities around the world often experience strengthened solidarity and inclusion. And that is why this year, the IVD 2019, we have chosen the theme Volunteer for an Inclusive Future to highlight SDG 10 and the pursuit of quality, including inclusion through volunteerism.
So how does one become a UN volunteer?
Visit our United Nations Volunteer Program website, unv.org. You register your profile in our global talent pool, and then the profiles from the talent pools are then matched with assignments offered by UN partner agencies. Approximately more than 2,000 assignments become available every year, and we do fill most of these assignments without advertising it. And after you complete registration, you will become part of our UNV talent pool.
By the term volunteer, that means there's no pay.
There is a package to cover the living expenses. We cover the travel. We cover as well their health insurance. It is not a pay per se as a salary, but there is a package that we do offer. And you will find all the information about it on our website.
For some people, the UN volunteers act as an in-way for a career at the organization.
It is one way of contributing to the work of the UN, and at the same time is to also gain experience and gain skills, and also to see whether this is something that you would like to do. So in a way, there's a lot of UN volunteers that afterwards, they like what they do for the UN system, and they want to have a career, or they want to apply for a position with the UN system. And you will find a number of high-level UN staff who have started their career as United Nations volunteer.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to wish a happy Volunteer Day to all the volunteers, and to also to thank all the volunteers for their work, for their contribution to promoting peace and development, and also for leaving no one behind. So happy Volunteers Day.